on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 22nd of June, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, a new documentary about climate change and how we can cope as individuals in small communities is playing next week at the Van City Theatre. We'll talk to the BC filmmakers who are behind it. We'll fill you in on what's going on in local theatre this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of Vancouver's best local music. It's our go-to hour for local independent theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, it's summer. Oh, yeah. First day, solstice, and all that stuff happened yesterday. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you celebrated it appropriately and responsibly and all the rest of that. I just stayed home and watched football, but, you know, what are you going to do? It doesn't really look like summer, but I'm not complaining. I think the last week has been a little too warm for my liking, but, you know, I'm old and obese and, you know, I'm just cranky. But speaking of too warm, how's that for a segue? Metamorphosis is a new film by BC documentarians Nova Ami and Velcro Ripper. And in it, they examine the effects of global climate change and outline some of the creative responses spearheaded by scientists, artists, activists, and agriculturalists. The film is playing a limited run at the Van City Theatre next week. And recently we had the opportunity to speak with Nova Ami and Velcro Ripper over the phone.
Metamorphosis is a poem for the planet. It's a documentary that explores how humanity and humans are changing in the face of climate crisis. And it's exploring how we deal with change, how we move through change, how we resist change. And the film really is a visually stunning film. The cinematography, we pay close attention to cinematography, and we also explore the work of environmental artists in the film. What else would you like to say about it?
And it also takes us through a journey that goes through the depths of the crisis and comes out the other side to stories of positivity and hope.
So yeah, that was one thing that really struck me, is that normally when we hear about climate change, or when people talk about it, when we see films about it, we think of, you know, inconvenient truth. This is the problem. This is what's going to happen if we don't fix it. It's all, you know, we're heading to the cliff. We're destroying the planet. There's nothing we can do about it. Whereas what you're looking at is individuals who have found a way to actually do something positive, to not only reverse or change the effects of climate change, but deal with the effects.
Yeah, you know, when Velko and I were coming up with the concept for the film, we had different sort of chapters that we used as scaffolding in our creative process. And we started with the theme of chrysalis, and we moved into crisis.
Which is the wake-up call.
Yeah, and then into catharsis.
Which is the moving through of the crisis and transforming that crisis.
And then symbiosis, which is mutually enhancing relationships, and then into metamorphosis. And we had a screening here last night, and someone said to me, you know, a lot of films are stuck in the crisis phase. Mm-hmm. And one thing that was important to us in making this film was that we move through that crisis phase and we explore what's possible. You know, how can we transform in the face of crisis?
I really was impressed with your use of the metaphor of the monarch butterfly, because not only does it, you know, the whole idea of metamorphosis is the life cycle of the butterfly, but also the effects that the way the climate is changing is having an effect on the life cycle of the butterfly and its environment and its habitat, and also how it's adapting.
Yeah, it's a double metaphor.
Yeah,
and we weave it through the film, and we were quite excited when we hit upon that as a structural device in a way to explore the themes, and the monarch is so beautiful, and to imagine that it might disappear from the earth is also a wake up call. And there was nothing quite like the experience we had when we actually went to the end point of the migration in Mexico at El Rosario Sanctuary, and we were surrounded by literally millions of butterflies. Mm-hmm. And there was one moment that will always stay in my heart. Was we actually have a young child, Phoenix, who was 3 years, just 2 years old by the time we did that shoot. And Nova was holding him, and he was sound asleep, and he was just covered in butterflies. And he slowly opened his eyes and woke up, and there was a butterfly right on his nose.
Oh.
And it was just a moment of wonder for all of us.
Yeah. Beautiful. You have some very interesting people and some very interesting solutions throughout the film. A few of them that I was quite fascinated with, specifically the garden pool,
mm-hmm.
for one, and maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the garden pool, basically it's taking something that sucks up a lot of water and repurposing it into its own ecosystem and something that... A swimming pool,
yeah.
And something that provides food for many people. And I talked about symbiosis as one of the stages that we explored, and this is a very good example of symbiosis with this story in terms of all of the things, elements that make up the ecosystem in the swimming pool. They all rely on each other for success and survival.
Yeah.
And that's something that we also want to, you know, talk about in terms of humanity and, you know, being in a symbiotic relationship with the planet. And we're all in a symbiotic relationship with each other in terms of being interdependent upon each other.
Yeah. But the way it's all... brought together in the space of this small backyard swimming pool, where you have the livestock, the chickens and the ducks, and how their waste feeds the pool of fish that are growing in this collection of dew and rainwater, and then that water comes up and feeds the plants that grow the vegetables, and each element is dependent on each other, and you couldn't have any specific one without everything else.
That's right. And, you know, the examples that we have in the film are really meant to be, you know, inspiring in terms of the design principles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the principles they apply in these projects are things that we could envision for other things in the world. We're not saying these are what you have to do.
You might not have an empty swimming pool,
yeah.
in your backyard,
yeah.
or a full one that you could drain.
But they're ideas for what's possible.
For example, garden pool is about repurposing what's already there.
Yeah.
How can we make do with what we have and turn those into solutions instead of creating more new things? Let's use what we already have.
Yeah.
Repurpose it.
Yeah, and the way you kind of lead up to that, where you start with the Los Angeles aqueducts and how being able to provide water for those swimming pools in LA and the grass that isn't native to that area, how it sucked the water out of a whole other community, And then, you know, you're left with, when the water runs out, you're left with all these empty pools. What do you do with them?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. And one of the things that did happen, as we mentioned in the film, with these empty pools initially was the birth of the modern skateboarding movement, and all these vagabond skateboarders would sneak into these empty pools and skateboard.
Yeah, yeah, that reminds, there's a few spots in Vancouver that are repurposed public pools that are now skateboard parks. So, yeah, it's very familiar to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm also, as a radio guy, I was also very impressed with the sound design of the film.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's one of my crafts that I do. I also do it for other filmmakers. For example, I did the sound design for The Corporation, and recently I did the sound design for Uninterrupted, which was Nettie Wilde's projection underneath the Cambie Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I love doing sound design, and of course doing it for our own film is a real treat. And
yeah.
we really wanted to capture this. The abstraction of the visuals with sound as well. So you'll notice that when the butterfly's wings are flapping, you're hearing the sound of breaths, and there's a whole quality to the sound design that's very important to what we were trying to express.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
well woven in with the music, I should say too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the soundtrack.
There was there's one specific moment that really struck me, and it was just the water flowing through a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the sound of the water that really gave you a presence of being in that pipe. So, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How long did it take to make this?
Well, we first started planning the film and conceiving of the film around 4 years ago. And coincidentally, it's about the same time we conceived our son.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a baby while we were making the film at the very start. And so we kept joking around that it was like having twins, because we brought him along on the film shoots with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big process making a feature documentary, and it's completely immersive. It was our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, now that we're releasing the film, it's still our whole lives. So that's how it is. And luckily for us, we were able to, because of his age, we were able to bring him with us everywhere. And
oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you met some really fascinating people along the way too. Some of the interviews and the quotes. I especially love the poet in Mexico talking about the dawn and the emerging of the butterflies. It was quite striking.
Homero Origis, the poet laureate of Mexico and a passionate defender of the monarch butterflies. It's actually his hometown is where the sanctuary is.
Oh, so really?
Grew up with the butterflies, and some of his greatest poems are about them. And we were fortunate to be able to meet him and film him when we were shooting the butterfly sanctuary.
What a fascinating life you two have.
It's never boring.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, thanks very much for taking a few minutes to talk about it with us.
Oh, yeah. thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to talk. And I should say, I started off in student radio back in my film school days, and I at Concordia, and I loved doing radio quite mm-hmm. a bit.
Yeah, I seem to remember you from around here in the 80s too.
Yeah, I went to Cap College and SFU and BCIT, and I also went to University of Windsor and Concordia, all in one degree. So, and I was also very active in the student newspaper movement as part of Cap as well. So.
Well, great. Well, thanks again, and
yeah.
Best of luck. And what's next? I always like asking that one.
Yeah, we're actually working on developing a film about the global refugee crisis.
Oh, wow.
And we are planning to animate it, so it's going to be an animated feature documentary.
Well, Metamorphosis is beautifully beautifully shot, beautifully told, sounds great. It's definitely worth checking out. Thank you both for spending some time to talk about it.
Yeah, and you can see it in the theaters in Vancouver on June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Van City Theater, and it's opening across Canada throughout the month of June, so look out for it, and you can check it out more at metamorphosis.media.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Metamorphosis, as he said, is playing the Van City Theater on Seymour Street. They're doing four screenings, the 26th, 27th, 28th, as Velcro mentioned, but also an extra screening will be on Sunday, the 1st of July, next weekend. And Nova Ami and Velcro Ripper themselves will be in attendance on Tuesday, the 26th, for a Q&A session after the film. And on Wednesday night, UBC Forestry Professor Stephen Shepherd will be on hand to answer questions and talk about the film on Wednesday night, the 27th. So if you want to find out more, you can go to viff.org, V-I-F-F.O-R-G. And special thanks. I just want to give a shout out to my friend Katja Dibok, who is a representative at the National Film Board, who arranged this interview and has been doing a fabulous job of getting some terrific, both local and national documentarians and filmmakers exposure and getting them on the radio here. So great thanks to Katja. Now, we've got some music to play for ya. A couple of folks that made an appearance here a month or so ago, Chris Kelly and Nicole Gibson, have just released a new tune, and they sent it over for us to listen to. It's called Swim to You. And Chris Kelly and Nicole Gibson are performing tonight at the Roxy on Granville Street, so you don't want to miss that.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hub Cycling is hosting Bike to Shop Days. On June 22nd to June 24th, come out and get advice on the gear and techniques that allow you to easily use your bike for shopping trips. There will be route maps for shopping, celebration stations, which have info, snacks, and free bike tune-ups, discounts at local shops around Metro Vancouver, a passport challenge where participants collect stamps at celebration stations to win prizes, guided rides, and riding to local stores to show support. Check out bikehub.ca for more information.
Timmy, your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
Speaking of hearts, ZZ Theatre is celebrating the 30th anniversary, the 10th anniversary of their company. And this is also the 10th anniversary of the event, the tragic death of Lawrence King. To commemorate that event, Dave DeVoe and Cameron McKenzie have written and produced My Funny Valentine. It's a one-person show starring Connor Wiley, and it's going to be a special presentation of My Funny Valentine on June 28th, which is next Thursday night, at the Center Stage at Surrey City Hall. Commemorating the 10th anniversary of the murder of Lawrence King, My Funny Valentine is cracking open conversations about homophobia, gun control, and the hope for change. This play could not be more relevant. If you want to find out more, you can contact or you can go to their website, which is zztheater.ca. Is that right? I had it here somewhere. ZZTheater.ca, and of course it's spelled Z-E-E-Z-E-E theater.ca to find out more. And I would suggest you subscribe and like them on Facebook and keep track of everything ZZ's up to, because they're always busy and they're always well worth it. Another event that's going on this weekend is a production of Camelot by the Deep Cove Theater Society. A friend of the show, Alyssa Shuchuk, is playing the role of Guinevere. And it's directed by another friend of the show, Shalene Scott, who worked with us in Ensemble Theater a couple of years ago. Anyway, it's playing at this is the Lerner and Lowe classic Tony Award-winning musical. And it's playing at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater, which is in Deep Cove in North Vancouver. It's playing until the 30th of June. And you can get tickets online at deepcovestage.com. Now let's go to some more music. This is our good friend Doug Andrew and Circus in Flames.
Raging beauty, spitting random rain on me.
There's a couple of shows coming up at Pacific Theater that you might want to check out. This one is playing this weekend. It's produced by Vagrant Players Theater Society. It's called Kill All Politicians by Thomas Youngerberg. It runs tonight. Let's see, it opened on Wednesday, so it just runs a couple more nights, tonight and tomorrow night. And it's only $20 at Pacific Theater. The synopsis runs like this. Who remembers those boozy nights in college where a quiet night with friends degenerated into an awkward and unintelligent conversation about politics? Roommates Stu and Ben certainly do. It pretty much describes every single night they've had for the last 3 years. However, when Stu gets a parking ticket one fateful evening, the time for talking is over. The two conspire together with the help of their neighbors to create a movement that will change the political landscape in America in ways the country could never have imagined. But as the night goes on and their plans get bigger, will their friendship survive their midnight revelation? Kill All Politicians runs tonight and tomorrow night at Pacific Theater. And then next week, another show. This is part of the apprenticeship program at Pacific Theater. It's called Acceleration. And it's written by, you see, now I've gone from reading the text to actually trying to figure it out as I'm going along. And I don't have the author's name in front of me, but I will do my best. In 2011, the world's top physicists are searching for the Higgs boson, the famous missing piece in our model of the universe. Graduate student Elise, who is struggling to piece back her own world in the midst of unsolved questions, joins the search. But what we're looking for and what we find aren't always the same thing. So Acceleration runs next week from the 27th to the 30th, I think. Yeah, 27th to 30th, with three shows in the evening and one matinee on Saturday. So if you want to find out more about these shows or anything else that's going on, their website is pacifictheater.org. And if you want to specifically find out more about Vagrant Players, they are vagrantplayers.com. This is a musician that we ran into last summer, he's got some great stuff going on. He goes by the name of Stetson Road.
gone. I know it ain't easy, and I am. It's time to let go. To let go.
You often hear us talk here about Western Gold Theater, a Vancouver theater company that was started, I guess, about 15, 20 years ago, as an opportunity for senior actors to continue doing their stuff if they're not getting as much work as they used to. And under the directorship of Anna Hagen, it has really turned into a vibrant and exciting theater company, because it's not just a place for senior actors to keep going, but it's also an opportunity for younger theater artists to gain some experience and some mentorship. I tell you, I've done, oh my goodness, I've probably done about four or five shows over the last couple of years with them, and the best part of it is just going through rehearsal and sitting in the dressing room and just absorbing all of the experience and all the stories and all of the skill that surrounds you by these great veterans. But they do put on a great show as well. And there's another one coming up this weekend, five performances only, starting tonight, two shows tomorrow and two shows on Sunday. It's called The Learned Ladies, and it's originally written by Molière and adapted and translated into English by Frieda Thomas. It's about ladies in the 17th century who begin to read, discuss, and absorb all the learning they can get their hands on. It's basically about a 17th century book club, but that can get. A little learning can always get people into trouble, and that's where the fun comes in this production. There's a great mix of young actors and veterans involved, including folks like Kate Dion Richard, Brett Harris, Terrence Kelly, Annabelle Kershaw, Kat Hadquist, Vince Medcast, Lisa Neptuno, delightful friend of the show, Melissa Wee, and the glamorous Colleen Winton. Learned Ladies, as you know, Western Gold, most of their productions are done as staged readings. So if you see the actors carrying their scripts around on stage, don't be alarmed. In fact, what we found is that within a very few short minutes, you forget that they're holding scripts in hand because the performance is so engaging and it's still done in full costumes, still done with full blocking and sets, and the cast is just it is gold. So I can't say enough about it. I won't be able to go myself. I'm really disappointed because I've got other commitments happening this weekend, and I couldn't make it. But please go and see The Learned Ladies. It's at the PAL Studio Theater, 581 Cardero Street in Cole Harbour. As I said, five shows over the next couple of days. And if you want to find out more, you can go to westerngoldtheater.org or check out their tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
About you, baby, hit me once again, just like you did 15 minutes ago. I really want you to make me feel some type of way, just like you always do. Yeah, the way you're looking at me. feel about you. Daily, I'll be waiting for your homecoming. To kill my time, caffeinated, writing rhymes. So baby, get home, give me proper loving. Hearing that door open, knowing that it's my time. To get all this tension, let you put in work on me. Said you and me could build an empire, solely for the two of us. And we could rule the world.
That's Mama Rude Gal, MTHC, from Chilliwack. She rocked it out at Shindig last year, and this is a new release that's just come out. A couple of shows that are closing this weekend that you still get a chance to see. One is called Slime. It's produced by The Only Animal, and it's at the Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Avenue in Strathcona. And it's a story about climate change. We talked earlier about the film Metamorphosis. This is another production that talks about those issues. And it's about a conference in which humans and animals, creatures of the sea, creatures of the land, creatures of the air, all gather together because there's a crisis coming up, an insatiable creature called slime that's taking over the seas. And we need all hands, fins, wings, and hoofs on deck for that. So Very creative production and very interesting show. It's, as I said, it's happening at the Russian Hall, closing on Sunday. Also closing on Sunday is United Players of Vancouver production of Nell Gwyn, which is set in the 17th century. And it's the story of a young woman who rises to the peak of her profession as an actor and becomes the mistress of the King of England, Charles II, who helps him to change the face of theater, and was personally responsible for allowing women to perform on stage for the first time legally in Britain. So Nell Gwyn is going on right now at United Players, and that closes on Sunday as well.
The iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art to Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
Metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Yeah, CITR is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama,
Dora,
and
guest
Vin.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Yeah, I ain't scared of them. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Start off with a workshop coming up called AWC Masterclass. This is run by Deborah Aquila, and it's a masterclass benefiting the Actors Fund of Canada. The masterclass will enable you to be fully present, delivering an alive, spontaneous, and memorable performance using Alder techniques. Strict attention will be paid to specificity and creating fully realized characters. Also in attendance will be casting directors Candice Elzinga, Chris Waz, and Kara Eide. Hope I said that right. Actors will be given material beforehand in preparation for the intensive, including full scripts. It's not about tricks. It's about craft. If you're a member of Actors Equity, it costs $275 US. If you're not a member, it's $375 US. No, I'm wrong. It's $275 if you sign up before next Friday. If you sign up after next Friday, it's $375. And if you're not a member of Equity, it costs $475 US. All the proceeds will be donated to the Actors Fund of Canada. And if you want to find out more, you can send an email to michael@vancouver@awcmasterclass.com. The workshop starts on July 14th, and the registration deadline is July 13th. There's a job posting for the Shemanis Theater Festival on Vancouver Island. It's the Education Coordinator and Artistic Associate. If you love kids, specifically 8 to 12-year-olds, this is the job for you. You would be asked to manage and develop education programs that support the goals, mandates, and operations of the Shemanis Theater Festival, including in-demand Island Savings Discovery Theater Workshop, Theater Camp, and After School Academy. They're looking for someone with a BFA, BA, or of equivalent professional experience. And 50% of the job will also be in artistic and production-related opportunities as well. So it's a three-quarter-time position. The application deadline is June 27th. If you want to find out more, you can look at shemanistheater.ca. Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops has an opening for a technical theater coordinator. Their primary duty is to coordinate all aspects of theater production for the theater program at Thompson Rivers University. You can check out the full job description and application details at tru.ca. A couple of Fringe Festival auditions being posted. Die Hard the Musical-ish. Written and directed by Mark Vandenberg with a directing assistance by Rich Colquhoun. The audition is on June 30th, looking for one actor who can play three roles, specifically African-American. One is a police officer, one is a limo driver, and one is a hacker. The characters will sing parody versions of songs, including Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer and Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, and must have some dancing skills. So they're looking for a trained musical theater artist who has seen Die Hard and loves parody. Improv training or experience is also a plus. You can email a headshot and resume to markblackout@hotmail.com. And also for the Fringe, Dick Spacey, a spy-fi improvised radio play. This is a spontaneous improvised radio play that combines recognizable film noir tropes and a dash of science fiction. It'll be performed during the Vancouver Fringe Festival, which is September 6th to 16th. Did I mention that? The auditions themselves are next Saturday, June 30th, but the deadline submission is today. So if you're into film noir, science fiction, old-fashioned radio plays, and like improv, this is the show for you. You can... there is an application form or a submission form for auditions. It's on the Facebook page, and you can also send an email to Dick Spacey Show, and Dick is spelled D-Y-C-K-S-P-A-C-E-E Show at gmail.com. Theater Terrific is doing Roy and Janet, an epic tale of love, warring tribes, and redemption, told with dance, chorus, live music, and the biggest puppet ever. This is going to be at the Woodward's Heritage Building in the atrium, using the winding staircase, the pawn, the entire inner court, the whole thing. That's going to be taking place. I don't have a production date for it, but the auditions are in July, and they're going to be at the Green Thumb Theater Studios, which is at 5560 McKinnon Street up near the school at Kingsway and Joyce. And if you want to find out more, you can go to theaterterrific.ca. Let's see. Axis Theater General auditions are happening June 25th and 26th. The deadline for that has already passed, but you can always check out their email or their website at axistheater.com to see if they're still taking applications for that. Sunset Theater in Wells, BC, up in the Caribou, is doing a production called The Drum is Calling You Home. They're holding auditions on June 25th and 26th. They're looking for a First Nations actor who can take on various roles, someone between the ages of 18 and 30. This is a new creation piece currently being developed at the Sunset Theater in Wells. The ideal actor will be able to move well, transform between spirits, animals, adolescent troubled youth, and younger versions of the elder whose story is being told. Movement, guitar, vocal, acting, First Nations dance, specifically Dene, would be beneficial. This is a four-week contract that's happening in July and August. You'll be working with the First Nations elder. And if you want to find out more, it's sunset-theater.com. SMP Dramatic Society doing the Not So Little Mermaid, a traditional British style panto directed by Adam Richley. That's happening in January, and the auditions are June 26th and 27th in North Vancouver. SMPDramatics.com is their website. We've got unladylike.co. The Organization by Rochelle Miguel. That's the name of the play, The Organization. The production is happening in November, and the auditions are this weekend, June 23rd and 24th at PTC, which is at 739 Gore Avenue in Chinatown. It's a story that follows a young Filipina as she tries to meet deadlines whilst being bombarded with prejudice and toxic masculinity from co-workers and management. Unladylike Company, .wixsite.com is the website to find out more about that. Razzle Dazzle Productions doing the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular on Vancouver Island this December. The auditions are this weekend. Voice auditions are today. Then the dance auditions are tomorrow at the Scotiabank Dance Studio at Davie and Granville. Then we've got The Other Company doing The Burden of Life, a new play written by friend of the show Sebastian Kroon. It's a comedy about depression. It's happening in October, and the auditions are June 27th and 30th. Our Other Company at gmail.com is their information place. Sidekick Players doing Burn by John Muggleton. The auditions are this week. It says 20th to 30th at the Tawasin Arts Center. Go to pattruelove@hotmail.com to find out more about that. Deep Cove Stage Society doing Rebel Women by Joan Bryans, another friend of the show. This is a story about the British suffragette movement from 100 years ago. It's a very powerful play told by the actual words of the women who fought. The script is taken from passages of diaries, newspaper accounts, letters, those kinds of things. The show is running at the Deep Cove Theater in October. The auditions are Sunday and Monday, June 24th and 25th at the Lions Hall in North Vancouver. Canadiana Musical Theatre Company doing the Birth of the CPR musical. That show is happening in September. The auditions are next weekend, June 29th and 30th. Looking specifically for a baritone singer, an actor who can accompany themselves on guitar or mandolin and be able to do a passable British accent. And a couple more. Emerald Pig Theatre is reviving Tony and Tina's Wedding, the audience participation site-specific show that was such a big hit for about 15 years with Horse Raven Theatre in the 90s and early 2000s. And they are doing it at Emerald Pig in Pitt Meadows. That show is going to be running in October. The auditions are happening June 30th, July 7th, and 14th. And if you want to find out more, you can check out their website, emeraldpig.ca. And finally, Speakeasy Theatre is doing a play by another friend of the show, the great Megan Gardner, has written a play called Gross Misconduct. And that show is happening next year at the Gateway, February 26th to March 23rd. They're holding the auditions in July, specifically looking for two actors, one to play the role of Gareth, male in late 30s to 50s, open ethnicity, and Corey, male, early 20s, open ethnicity. And you can send your headshot and resume PDF format only to auditions at speakeasytheater.ca. And that's it. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's the show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And remember to like us on Facebook. You can also check us out on Twitter and Instagram at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or you want to relive glorious moments in the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Audrey is rushing into the studio, and she'll be followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the stolen traditional territories of the Musqueam people here at UBC. My name is Audrey. You're tuned in to Too Dreamy. So excited to be here with all of you today. Those of you who are not currently at Sled Island, but maybe some of you are listening to the podcast later. So special hellos to all of you who are listening to the podcast and enjoying yourself at the festival. And much special love to those of you who are listening here at home. Mazzy Star put out a new EP that I'm super excited to share with all of you today. Well, at least one song from the EP. It's called Still. It's their first release in many years, I think about 5 years. And the song is called Quiet, the Winter Harbor. So here is some Mazzy Star for you.